So I didn't know. So the first rehearsal, he got my hand and it was just an awkward, weird rehearsal. It was off. He came back in walking. He's like, man, that wasn't real at all. So that kind of made me feel like, oh, hell no. Yeah. Don't blame me for it because I don't know if you were supposed to throw my hand or if I was supposed to snatch it. So, but okay, since you're going to come in like tough like that, I'm like, all right, now I'm going to give it to you.
All right. Aquí estamos. Oye, Constantino.
Okay. Some primer impacto shit over there.
Primer impacto. My man, thank you for coming. It's always nice to see you.
Likewise.
On my pod, obviously, it's kind of like a tribute to the fans. It's kind of like giving. They're always asking, hey, when's season 5 coming? When's season 5 coming? Some of them even ask, when's season 4 coming? I'm like, season 4 is already out. Anyway, you don't watch it. Yeah, this is sort of like, you know, a big thank you to the fans and sort of the closure between us as a family, as a cast, seeing each other, talking about memories from the set, all the experiences, all the crazy stuff that we experienced, right? From shooting with the pandemic and all of that stuff.
Right.
I just want to thank you for coming, man. I appreciate your time a lot.
Thanks.
I really appreciate it, man. How you feeling?
No, good, man. I just want to say thank you for having me. And I'm doing real good, man. I mean, I'm glad you're putting this together for the fans. I mean, that's something that I think the fans would appreciate, you know, very much, you know, especially since they didn't get that season 5 or anything, at least they get something, you know, here, you know,
like anything
that's brand new.
You know, On My Block obviously played a huge part in my life, and I've kind of discussed the process of how it came to my life and the audition process and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I really want to know what was it like to get the audition for Sad Eyes? How did that happen? When did you have to go into audition? Was it an offer? Like, how did that all happen?
Yeah, no. So how it happened is, first of all, I was kind of excited because it was Netflix.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, okay, cool. It'd be cool. Like,
did it say Untitled? Untitled Netflix series? Or did it already have a name at the time? Because when I got it, it said Untitled Netflix series by Lauren Unerich.
No, I think it had the title already.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, I think it did. Yeah, I think it did have a title already.
Yeah.
But I wasn't more so excited about the title. I was more like, okay, it's a Netflix show, you know? So I'm like, okay, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
So anyway, I went for the audition. And, you know, back then there was not really self-tapes and all that. So you're sitting down with a couple of people and I'm just like, I already have the lines memorized, but I'm looking at everybody else like, oh, okay, he might get it.
Or he's
probably going to be the one that gets it. Or I'm not even saying I'm going to get it, you know?
No, yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, man, oh, well. I guess I'll just do what I got to do, you know?
Yeah.
So I went in there and I did my lines. I don't even think it said Sad Eyes yet. I think it was still considered Gangbanger 1 or something.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, cool. Whatever. If I get 1 or 2, I'll be cool. So I did my scenes. I was getting callbacks, I think twice. Then every time I was getting called, it was getting closer for me to get the role. So I'm like, oh, damn, I was kind of excited. Like, okay, cool, Netflix, whatever. And then, the second one I got, I'm like, okay, cool, one more. And then I got the final call that I got it, you know? So I'm like, okay, cool. I'm going to be on a Netflix show, you know? Yeah. I mean, I don't know what All My Block is, but it sounds some gangster, you know? Again, I didn't even know my name was said. I didn't even catch on to the lines when it says, tell Spooky Sad I sends respects.
Oh,
I didn't even catch that.
You thought that it was about somebody else?
Sad Eye sent. I'm like, who the hell is Sad Eye? Like, you know? But then come to find out, I'm Sad Eye. Oh, okay, cool. It makes sense now, you know what I mean?
And it was you and Josh, right? Joshua?
Yeah, me and Josh.
He plays
Joker. Joker, yeah. I think I even gave Eddie that name because there was a time where Eddie didn't have a name for Josh or the other guy. I forgot his name. Richard.
Oh, so you came up with that.
Yeah,
name
so we were walking. It was that time Josh. When remember that scene where I pushed him and he falls on his desk?
You know? Oh, yeah.
So that day he like, hey, what should I name? I'm like, I don't know. He's kinda like hyped up. So maybe
that was a funny scene.
Oh my god.
That was a really good scene. That was season 3, right?
Season 3, yeah.
So in season 3, it was the scene, guys, where Caesar's looking for his brother, for Spooky, and he hasn't seen him, and he goes to Sad Eyes, and he goes to the whole clique, and La Clica, and he goes to the whole gang, and he's like, guys, have you seen him? Nah, then go put an ear out on the street. And then Josh like gets in Caesar's face, and he gets on him, and then you go in there, you're like, relax.
Yeah.
And you shove Josh, bro, and Josh went flying.
Yeah.
Back.
And landed right
but
on
like, the... But like, it was one of the, like, he went flying back, And I think he tripped. So he was like stumbling. Yeah, slow motion. He was stumbling for like a good 10 feet, dude.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
No, yeah. I tried to
So you came cool. up with the name though.
Yeah. So I remember Eddie asking me like, what should we name him? I'm like, yeah. Oh, maybe like him, since he's always like kind of joking around, like maybe yeah. Joker. And then Richard, he's kind of big. So maybe also.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
And then they're like, okay, cool. So I think they yeah. kept it like that. So great I'm like,
actor.
Okay, cool.
Great actor.
But awesome. Yeah, no, it was amazing.
That would have been funny if you gave him a funny name. I like, call him Stinky.
Yeah, right. Something. I know. No, I just went with like some, you know, real like.
No, yeah, bang, no, of you know? Course, of course.
It was a good time, man. I mean, Sad Eyes, it kind of worked out perfect for me because I've always been told that I always look like I have droopy eyes.
Oh, shit.
So I'm like, okay, maybe that's probably why I got the role. Maybe because I have sad eyes or something, you know? Yeah, I know. It was a beautiful journey, man. I mean, all seasons were beautiful.
How'd you get started in the acting? Or where are you from? For everybody who doesn't know, like, I know a little bit about your story, but.
Yeah, well, for everybody who doesn't know, I'm from LA. I was born and raised in Boyle Heights. I went to school out there as well. How I got into acting, man, you know what? My parents didn't put me into acting. I always wanted to be an actor because I would watch like Van Damme movies, Arnold Schwarzenegger's, you know, all those action movies. Mm-hmm. And I always wanted to like be that one cool guy and shit, you know?
Yeah.
My parents never put me into acting. I think they put my brother, which he's older, into acting. He was more talkative, more this and that.
Okay. I didn't even know you had a brother.
Yeah, I have two brothers. But yeah, the oldest one, they put him into acting.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, I guess it didn't work out for him. But I think that, you know, my parents thought that since he's more talkative, this and that, he'd probably be into it. Me being the quiet one growing up,
So strange. A lot of introverted people are actors. Yeah, they're really great. I mean, even myself, man, like starting off super introverted.
Yeah, you know.
And then it breaks you out of your shell.
Exactly. I kind of forced myself to break myself out of my shell because, I was quiet, but at the same time, I get it. I think I was quiet because I was very observant of what's going on, how people act or how this person acts. And so I kind of used that to my benefit when it came to like auditions and stuff like that, right? So anyway, turning 18, 19, that's when I'm like, okay, I took it upon myself to try to see if I could get into acting somehow, some way. I don't know the right way or the wrong way. So I had a friend that knew a friend that was doing background at first. Mm. So again, he introduced me to a casting service and that's how I got into the background world. And then from there, started building
Central Casting.
And then I ended up meeting a homeboy of mine who I had a feature, like I guess, a feature role. Extra thing with him.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
so
yeah,
I was with him. He's the one that had the lines, but I was with him as the right-hand man, the shooter, whatever. But I said no lines, you know? So anyway, I had a good month with him and he kind of took me under his wing and introduced me to an old agent that he used to work with. And from there, I just turned my headshot. She started booking me. I booked my first audition. So that might have made a good impression on.
Wow. You know?
So, yeah. No, and then his name is Noel G. I don't know if you know Hector from every movie.
Hector from every movie. From Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, Fast and the Furious.
From Dark Knight.
All that. Rises too. Yeah. Training Day. All
Training
that stuff.
Day.
So he's very humble, man. He's the one who. Yeah. And he didn't have badass. To. He didn't have to at all, man. Yeah. But again, he took it upon himself to wanting to help another, you know, inspiring actor, whatever. So yeah, I did that, and that was my journey of how I began the acting. I did background first.
Wow.
Met him, introduced me to agent, and then that's how I got my agent.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy, man.
That's really cool. That's unheard of too. A lot of people, you know, in this industry, being actors, are just like, they kind of keep their resources to themselves.
Exactly.
They're like, my agent and mine only.
Yeah.
And it don't even matter if you're 10 years younger or completely different ethnicity. They're just like, yeah, I mean, I could maybe shoot your contact info to them. And then they never do. And it's like, oh, okay.
I know. I've come across people like that, man. I just, whatever, you know?
Absolutely. But we were talking about this yesterday, Julio. It's like, yo, if it ain't for me, then I want it to be for you.
Right.
And if it ain't for us, then I want it to be for somebody who we, you know, somebody we consider a friend, somebody that we have respect for.
Right.
Somebody who deserves the part. You know, it's like, what's for you is for you. What's for me is for me.
Right.
I'm going to get mine. You're going to get yours. And, what's that saying? My boy Gilbert just said it. He said, el sol sale para todos. Sun comes out for everyone. You know,
yeah, for sure. And then it'd be cool like to work with each other as well. You know, like, I see that as like, oh, you know, I want to work with you, you know?
Exactly.
But they see as like, oh, I don't want him to take my shine. I'm like, oh, come on, man. Like,
yeah.
It's not even that. I mean, can we just work, you
Let's
know,
work together?
Together. Like, exactly. So
let's work together and be great. Cause I want to be motivated. I want people to be great. I want competition. I love competition.
Exactly.
Cause if there's no competition, then you're just competing against the same old version of yourself. And you just kind of need to see that visually, that bar is getting higher and higher. So it pushes you, you know?
Right.
Whether it's physical, mental, in work, you need that competition. Mm-hmm. It's healthy, especially like as a, you know, as a young man, like we need that competition. Cause if we're not chasing, if we're not growing, we're just getting into trouble.
Exactly. And that competition thing that you mentioned, it's exactly how I took it upon, like when I went even on SWAT, you know, going with these actors that have been around for years, for decades, you know? And I'm like,
How was that? How did that happen, the SWAT?
So how I got the audition?
Yeah.
The audition was, okay, so I had the lines memorized already. Okay. So, you know, they gave it to me a week in advance. So I memorized it, but I felt like there was something missing with that role. And I know that there's going to be a lot of actors going in there doing the same thing. And me having it planted in my head already, I'm like, okay, cool. I'm confident with that, you know? But the way the scene goes, like it's me in front of a cop and we have like this face off type of thing. I gotta show a disrespect in a way without getting like crazy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm sure you've seen, you know, guys talking to cops with like, you know, like, okay, whatever. Like they're talking to them, but they're like, yeah, okay, cool. You done or what? Like, you know, shit like that. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I tore up a piece of paper before I entered the audition room. I rolled it up into like a cigarette. Remember, that's not even in the script.
Yeah.
So I rolled it up into a cigarette. And then I get there. They ask me, are you ready? Any question? I'm like, no, I think I'm good. And she's like, okay, cool. So we start the scene, you know, and I'm doing the whole little ignoring thing when they're telling me the lines. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, you done, whatever. And then my last line was, my family's been on this block since 1969. Like, we roll deep. And then I think I say, we belong here. You don't. So I get the fake cigarette and I toss it, well, I flick it to the casting director's face, boom, and I walk away with the same attitude, you know. I walk away and I'm like, shit, you know. And then I turn back around like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. I just got into like, I just felt like I needed to do that.
Did you know you were gonna do that though? You knew you were gonna flick it?
I was gonna do it. I already had it in my head. I'm like, forget, because I was already at that point like, I gotta get something, you know what I mean? So I did that
and it hit her. Where'd it hit her?
In the face, you know. So she's like, no, don't worry about it. Oh my god, that was so perfect. Like you related the message like in a calm way. That was beautiful. My god, thank you for coming in. Like, you know, they say that thank you for coming in type of thing, and I'm
they
just
always
like,
say
okay,
that.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay,
so, yeah, exactly.
Then when you get the call, you're like, oh, you meant it.
Yeah, exactly. But I felt confident enough leaving the room, doing what I wanted to do without a mess up, without, you know, stuttering, without nothing. I first try, boom, did it, left, and I felt good about it, you know.
And that's what it's about, like just bringing the best version of yourself and the work to the table, leaving it there and just walking away from it.
Walking away.
You know, a lot of people, they go into the room with like this fear of losing, like, oh, I need to do it right. Oh, what if I, for some reason, like, don't give them what they want? It's like, don't focus on that.
Right.
Serve the story and leave it there on the table and then just walk away. You did your job. That's already your job.
Exactly.
If you try to get it right every single time, then you're never going to show them your strengths. You're always going to be trying to be something that you're not.
Right.
And I mean, obviously acting, right? We're always trying to be something we're not. But but you have to bring a sort of truth to it and just leave it there.
Yeah.
But after you got the role and then you ended up on SWAT, I mean, how is that?
Yeah.
You work with like major actors.
The next day I got missed phone calls from my agent and then emails. And then I saw it. I'm like, I was excited. But when I called my agent, I tried to play it cool. Like, oh, what's up? I just woke up. You know? Like, she's like, oh, yeah, I don't know what you did, but they want you for the role as Marcos. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Thank you. I hung up. That's when I got excited. Now I'm excited. Hell yeah. So
was this before On My Block or after?
It was at the same time. I was working On My Block and SWAT at the same time for the same time frame.
Like, no way.
Yeah, it's been like that.
Whoa.
That's crazy. Since 2017 or 18.
Yeah.
So now that's how it's been.
That's awesome, bro. That's awesome.
So it's been both of those shows back and forth, you know, back to back.
That's cool because like it's like, all right, OMB shooting.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming SWAT probably shoots like what in like the wintertime-ish?
I mean, it shoots pretty much all year, but my scenes were...
It was perfect.
So
a lot of actors sometimes they get like the schedules where they kind of like have conflict, and I know that's happened to you know, Julio. It happened to me a few times, but it's always a bummer. I love hearing when it's like it works out perfectly. It's like
beautiful.
Oh, yeah,
it's a beautiful feeling.
That's happened to me
where I had to let go of like, oh, they're both good, but anyway, it worked out perfectly. But anyway, once being on set. Again, I had the lines memorized already, so I was so confident.
Yeah.
So when we were doing the rehearsal, now it's like, okay, now here I go. Now I'm up, you know?
Yeah.
I get there and they're like, okay, rehearsals, whatever. I'm like, rehearsals, okay. Oh, okay, cool, rehearsals. So I want, you know, they put everybody on pause. They're like, okay, everybody stop doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
So then I was like, damn, here we go, you know? Yeah. So we do the scene. I do my scene. I do whatever I had to do, whatever.
Yeah.
At the end of the rehearsal, the director was like, wow, we should have just shot that. You know, so that made me feel good. I was like, oh, perfect. That's, I want to hear these things.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Of course.
So that way they know I ain't playing around. You know, I'm keeping it professional as well.
Yeah, of
course. I'm going against an A-list
actor.
Showing
up prepared.
Yeah, sure, prepared. Everything and facial expressions, everything worked out perfectly. So, and then we were fighting against the rain because it was a big-ass cloud coming in. Like coming in, yeah. So it wasn't gonna make sense with what they've shot before. So when you're doing things on time and good and not messing up, they love you.
Oh, for sure.
So everything worked out perfectly fine. Everything was good, and I think that's what continued them bringing me on to more episodes.
Because originally it was only supposed to be one season.
Yeah,
of your character, right?
One season, one episode.
But you just kept getting brought back over and over and over.
Over and over and over. To this day, they kept bringing me back. So they made me part of the SWAT.
Yeah,
but it's hard to explain. Like with the character that I'm I'm going against, we have like this love and hate, love and hate relationship. You know. So anyway, he lives in my neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
So every time there's something going on, they'll come to me if there's anything. If I have an issue and it's hard for me, I had to go to them. Yeah. So I trust them as a friend and this and that, you know?
That's really cool, man.
But yeah, it's a real good story. Character.
And I think you were telling me that that SWAT, it got canceled right on season 6, but the fans were so passionate and so like diehard that they literally brought back the show.
Yeah. No, yeah. There was a time after season 6, I was hearing that it was going to get canceled. And sure enough, it got canceled. But not because it did bad.
No, of course. They were just,
you know.
Just finished.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, once they heard that, the fans made some kind of petition. You know, I don't know what the hell it was. But going so hard on that, I guess the studios uncanceled it.
Whoa.
And now they're back to season 7.
No way.
They're going to give them a chance, I believe, to finish off season 7 as like a goodbye to all the characters type of thing. Okay. You know what I mean? And see who goes what route. Like one of those ending moments, just like on my block.
Of course.
So, of course. So they're going to have a chance to do season 7. Hopefully, I come back to it because I was a part of like the whole little history of what's going on. And we'll see what's up, man. You know?
That's badass. Yeah. That's incredible. Yeah. So when do you guys shoot that? The last season? Do you know?
We don't know yet. Well, you know, after, obviously.
After todo lo que está pasando ahorita in Hollywood, no?
So once that's done, but it's already confirmed that it's awesome. Gonna be, you know, done. It's just we gotta wait to see what happens with all this going on.
No, and we talk about it a lot, right? It's like, you know, it's funny when 2020 first started. I remember telling my one of my best friends, I was like, "This is gonna be the decade. This will be the greatest decade ever."
Right.
And then 2 weeks later, happens. Yeah. And then we're all just like out of work for like a year and a half, right? And then, you know, we get back to work and finally we just started the first year that felt to me, at least personally, semi-normal again, right? 2023, and then we get hit with the strikes.
Yeah.
I was like, damn. And then we get hit with the actor strikes, writer strikes. And I was like, oh, shoot, man. I was like, it was strange, man. For me, this is, and I was telling Julio yesterday, this is the first time in my career that I didn't know when the next job was coming. Because after On My Block, I did that for 4 years. On the fourth season, I got the call, hey, you're going to be going to Budapest to shoot Zodiac. Cool. Went to do Zodiac. Halfway through that movie, hey, we got another film for you. Cool.
Beautiful.
The one that we did together. Yeah. Right. When I called you, I'm like, Steve, I'm like, director really likes you. Do you want to do this role? We'd be playing cousins. And sure enough, what was your character's name? Oscar.
That's right. It was Oscar. Like
what's going on? But that was funny. You know what's funny? The writers are, they didn't do this because they were a fan of my, I mean, they liked my work, I think, Nick and Rex, the writers of Bad Hombres. Right. But originally when I got the script sent over to me when I was in Budapest, the main characters were Caesar and Oscar. And I was like, there's no way I'm playing another Caesar. I can't. I want to leave, you know, this character and let him live. But yeah, I was like, you know, I like the script. I want to do it. Tyrese Gibson's involved. Thomas Jane. Cool. Let's do the movie. But just if you can, let's change the character name, right, respectfully. And they're like, yeah, sure. And then also I was like, and also let's change the whole script in Spanish. And they're like, they were like, what? And they were like, what do you mean in Spanish? I was like, well, I mean, if it's an immigrant coming to the United States, like,
yeah, you would.
Let's play it in Spanish. Mm-hmm. Let's play it in Spanish. I don't want to do the broken English because I kind of want to, not that I couldn't have done it, but I was just like, I just want to highlight la cultura, man, and my people and, mm-hmm. You know, and this the most beautiful language in my opinion, Spanish.
Right.
Even though I hope my Spanish came out all right, bro. I hope it came out all right.
I hope to see how it looks, man. But no, I think we
have you seen it? Have you seen the first? Seen it, no. Oh, okay. No. I gotta send you it.
Yeah, yeah.
I gotta send you it. It comes out in January.
Oh, beautiful.
Our scene's dope. Yeah.
We'll check it out.
Our scene's really cool.
Yeah, no, I'm excited for all that, man. I mean, it was a good time being out there. And again, thank you for thinking of me as always, man. You know, it's always appreciated.
You're the first. John wanted. He was like, I like this actor. Like, is he available? I was like, well, let me call him. I was like, let me see.
Oh, beautiful.
And I called you and then we got pizza. That place is so bomb. That pizza
it was real good.
I missed that place.
Yeah, man.
But so, I mean, shooting on my block for coming back for 4 years, and you did the spinoff, right?
Yeah, the spinoff as well.
Well, for you, what do you think was the hardest part of that entire shoot for you personally? Like, what was the hardest scene for you to shoot? Because you had a lot. We had a lot of good scenes together.
Yeah. I don't think I had any.
Put Spooky in check or Little Spooky in check. You're like, we're done playing games. Like, we need someone who actually knows how to run shit.
My character's
like, what?
No, I think the hardest part, then what would be the hardest part? I don't think there was a hardest part.
Yeah.
Because that show has always made me feel comfortable. You know what I mean? It was very comfortable. Like, Eddie has always been, you know, cool. And so same thing with Jeremiah and Lauren and everything.
Mm.
So they've always made me feel like just be yourself. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So it wasn't really hard for me to feel like, oh man, this is going to be kind of difficult. What if they say that? Like, they understood, you know?
Yeah.
If there was a mess up or not. But something difficult? I don't know. Maybe there was one difficult thing in the beginning, the very first scene when I come up and grab a...
Oh, Ruby. Yeah, Ruby. Yeah.
Like, I'm like, damn, should I grab him hard or not? Because if you see, there's, I'm not sure if it's on the show, but I'm not grabbing him like this. I'm like grabbing him like this. So it almost like I'm pinching him, you know? So I'm like, wait, I don't know if I should grab him? Damn, that's kind of hard.
But Jason was like, I mean, I think Logan came out, the X-Men movie came out. Right, so a lot of people were like, that's the kid from Logan.
Yeah.
I think too, you were like, do I really like grab him, choke him out, or do
exactly.
I like, you know,
grab his shirt? So I asked him. I'm like, hey, I don't know. I don't want to make it look like fake or whatever, but do you mind if I kind of grip on you a little bit? So again, I can't see the front of it, so I can't feel like what I'm grabbing. So when I'm seeing that, I feel like I'm like just kind of like pinching him, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
He's got long skin too. I have a TikTok with him.
Yeah.
Where he does this like weird thing. Like, he like goes like that and his freaking neck like flares out and the veins come out. I'm like, dude.
Yeah, that's crazy. But that was probably like the most hardest part, I guess, to get that.
No, for sure. What about, what's the funnest thing do you think that you can remember?
The funnest scene? There's a couple of them. I think the one at the park at the end with us, that was pretty fun.
That was so fun.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I remember just laughing so hard.
Yeah, man.
Because like, you're like, relax.
And yeah. That was funny, man.
He like tried to catch himself and he's like tripping. It's like a cartoon. Like,
right. I think that one was fun. Was fun and funny at the same time because I remember the moment after he fell.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, shit, I'm gonna laugh. You know, I'm like, oh fuck.
I remember that. Yeah. You were like trying to say your lines to me, and exactly. I was staring at you, and it was your coverage, and I was like smiling.
Yeah, exactly, man. So I know before I turn around, I had to get my cool back because I saw him fall. I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? So I turn around, like, oh shit. And I'm still doing my scene, but I think you caught on to it where you started laughing at the end because it was funny, you know? Yeah. But oh my god.
I gotta get him on here, dude. You know, it's really funny. A scene that I always think about was a scene in season 4. I don't know if your character was there, bro.
Uh-huh.
This scene has me dying, bro. I can't even stop laughing.
Oh, shit.
Because so it's like when Caesar, it's Christmas, right? And like Caesar and Vero, they just got like money and they're paying out everybody. Mm-hmm. And it's in the living room scene, right?
Okay.
Dude, I can't stop laughing about this scene. I'm sorry. And Josh is sitting there. And Josh has a Joker, right? Joker has a very interesting, sort of plot character development, because eventually he starts running shit. Right? Yeah, he takes over. Right, he takes a little spooky spot.
That's the way it is? I wasn't
sure. Not that he took it. Uh-huh. I think it was more so like your character, like you guys.
That's what I was trying to figure out.
Characters together, but it was more so they just didn't want him to lead anymore.
Oh, okay.
Right. And throughout the story, and he did a great job in the season, in season four, of like really hinting at that.
Yeah,
building it up towards like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I remember I think it was episode one or two, where I'm giving money to everybody. It's like the Christmas and all that.
Oh, that's right.
And Josh is just, he's sitting there just like mad dogging my character. I was like, really
I know what you guys are.
He's like really mad dogging it. And like, he's doing a great job.
Right.
I'm throwing money to everybody to pick up their check And I throw his envelope of money.
I remember that.
His face like stays there. And he's like, still mad.
Bro. I remember that. I remember you telling me that. I remember
me and you were dying, and then the sound guys come up and they're funny. Like, bro, I lost my shit. And
it just looked funny, like a little cartoon, like a little cartoon scene. It like gets stuck on the face and then it slides down and shit. That shit was funny, dude.
It got stuck on his face, bro, for like a good 5 seconds, dude.
And then it slides down all slow.
Sound guy comes out, gosh, he's like, bro, he's like, I lost it. He's like, I've never seen that on a movie set. He's like, I've worked on hundreds of movie sets.
Right.
He says, like, I've never seen something like that.
Yeah, no, that was funny, bro. I remember that. That was funny as hell, man.
Yeah, man.
And he kept a straight face, you know? Bro. He's funny.
I love working. I never know what he's gonna throw. I love working with actors, bro, who's just like, they're just so fucking, and you're one of them, right? You, Julio, everyone I've worked with, but on the show, you guys are just so dedicated, man. You guys always come prepared. I remember even in season one, I think, I forgot, maybe it was season two, but I was sitting in my trailer running lines, and I think it was like lunchtime, and you're eating. It's halfway through lunch. No one's eating all day. And you're like, hey, you want to run lines? Like, we got that scene. You want to run lines?
Right.
And you were like ready to just like forget lunch. Like, work.
For sure, man.
It goes back to like, dude, you have to have a strong work ethic in this game. You know, a lot of actors, they just like think it's going to come to them.
Oh yeah.
Like, oh, well, if I go to the club, if I'm seen by this producer, it's like,
oh, I know.
Keep doing that. Do your thing if that's what you want to do. But man, something I really respect about you is like, you're building, you're grinding your own, making your own projects. You did the Slipping Into Darkness, the HBO short film, won awards.
Exactly. Yeah.
That was badass. How'd that come about?
So my people, they wrote this story up and they, you know, presented it to me. I think he had asked me like, do you know anybody who could play this character? So again, me already being in the game, I also want to help out, you know, the same way I was helped out by Noel, right? So that's when I hit up Josh.
Yeah.
You know, I hit up another friend named Jimmy.
Oh, that's right. Josh was in that as well.
Yeah. So
that's right.
And pretty much everybody that's on there, it was like, okay, I'm referring, you know, they're pretty good for this scene. They're pretty. So again, get them a chance to be on screen too, you know what I mean? Because I trusted them, you know? So I'm like, okay, cool. So it all worked out, man. I mean, everything was good. We won the HBO
thing huge, for like
2 years. Yeah, so a lot of people were paying attention.
Are those two brother directors? Or what? Is it one director?
They're friends.
They're friends.
Yeah, well, we're all friends. I mean,
is it two directors or is it one?
They all give a chance to each other to direct.
Oh, okay.
You know,
it's
one of those things, you know?
Okay.
But yeah, Alex, which is my compadre, he's the godfather to my son.
Mm.
So he does more of like the directing.
Okay.
And then the shorter guy, his name's David, he does more of the writing. So even with them too, we got a project coming out pretty soon with Burner. Do you know what Burner is? He's the owner of Cookies, the CEO of Cookies.
Oh wow.
The brand.
Okay. Yeah, I know Cookies.
So we're gonna be doing something with them.
Wow.
You know, so I'm already on the boat with that.
Nice.
And right now we're just doing, you know, auditions and stuff like that. So we'll see what's up with that. So that's gonna take place in San Francisco because that's where he's from, Burner.
Okay.
So I think it's gonna be about a story or something like that. But anyway,
have you ever been to San Francisco?
No. I think I've passed it, but I haven't not really.
I've been there when I was a kid, but
it's pretty nice.
Well, I'm sure it has beautiful parts, but from what I've seen online and from what I've heard from friends going out there, just be careful.
Yeah,
don't keep anything in your car, man. That's what I've heard. I want to disrespect nobody from San Francisco, but from what I see on the news, cars are just getting broken into left and right.
That's crazy.
So don't bring the fancy watches, I know. Rolexes, man. No $20,000 Rolexes.
I gotta be careful. No, I've seen that, man. It's like no control out there, man. So it's like, damn, you know, what are you doing?
It's getting wild, bro.
It's even happening out here
in Los Angeles. Yeah, man. So. I mean, I think the Ontario Mall, where I'm sort of based, right? They just got like broken into. They broke like the jewelry stuff. It's getting crazy, bro. Yeah. It's getting wild. I mean, maybe it's always been like that, but now we just were able to see it. Yeah. But every day I see a new story, and I'm like,
I just feel like on that situation, the way the world is going around right now with all this stuff, you know, raising gas prices, everything going up, right?
Bro,
pushing people with regular jobs to their limit. Like, damn, I can't even, having one job is not enough anymore. So 100%. Again, you're pushing these people to like their limit. Like, man, you know
what? People are getting taxed over 30 to almost like 40% of their paycheck. The rent's $3,000 for a one bedroom apartment.
That's what I'm saying.
Then the gas is $8.
How do you live?
There needs to be a change, man.
So I think that's why what's causing this, like, you know what? Let's get together and let's just rob, you know? And I mean, it's going to happen, you know what I mean? So
I hear you. There needs to be, I always tell my friends, I'm like, there needs to be some young bucks in office, man.
Yeah.
There needs to be somebody who's actually in the world, who's actually like coherent enough to understand what like the people need.
Right, right.
And really hear the people out for what they need, right?
Exactly.
Because it's not like we're not being vocal. It's not like people aren't being vocal about it. People are shouting and telling the people who are leading the country. And then it's just like, they're not being heard, man.
Exactly.
And I think you're right. I think that's why people are getting so aggressive. And I still don't agree with it. I still like it's, you know, effed up and wrong, but I hear you.
No, of course not.
Will we ever see Steve in politics?
I kind of observe and just smile. I know, right?
Sad eyes president.
Yeah, and I leave that alone, man. I mean, that's a lot of pressure.
It's a lot of pressure. It does take a lot of education. Oh, like, I'm not educated in any way, shape, or form to be diving into it into full depth. And on top of that, you know, I'm just trying to take care of my family, man.
Exactly.
I got bills to pay. I got to take care of my mom, my girl, you know, my kids who don't exist yet.
unborn child and that shit. Yeah. No, I feel you, man. But it's crazy. But we'll see what happens, you know, with time.
Yeah.
Time.
Speaking of drama, though, when On My Block came out, did it bring, I get, he's just saying, skeletons out of the closet? Or like, did it bring any drama? Like people out of the woodworks coming around, like, oh, you're on that hit Netflix series. You play Sad Eyes. Like,
right.
Did any of that happen for you? Because I've shared my stories, and but I'm curious to hear everybody else's stories.
Well, my thing, I would get that through social media, never in person. Now, I don't know why it never happened in person. I guess maybe because...
with people, you're talking like friends and people like... Or like
friends or just people...
Acquaintances.
Or maybe people that are fans. And I know there's people out there like probably saying, that's a little fake ass fool, like whatever. He's not really about that, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's never been told to me. So again, and I go to... And I go to like...
You got the hands.
You know what I mean?
They see the boxing post on the IG. They're like, they don't want the smoke.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I think they're just... It's out of, I guess, respect maybe. I don't know.
For sure.
Because I go to these lowrider shows sometimes, you know, and I got friends in the lowrider scene, whatever. So I go there, and if anything, I get more like, hey man, good job on that show, man. My kids love the show, you know. So, you know, thanks for this and representing for the Raza, whatever. So I'm like, oh, okay, I appreciate that, man. I love, you know, and then ask for a picture. So again, these are hardcore gangbanger dudes too, you know. So I'm like, okay, cool. So there's respect everywhere, you know. But I do get like, you know, little fake accounts or maybe youngsters like, man, you ain't like that, homie. Like whatever, this and that. So again, on social media, I'll ignore all day. I don't really care, and
because
I don't even have time
for it.
It's not
real,
of course.
It's
not,
just,
you know,
trolls. Sometimes it's even like just like 10 or 12 year olds on
that's what I'm saying,
on their Instagrams and TikToks and all that stuff.
But never in person. I've never had any like that, any situation like that in person. If it's something else, then it's something else, but it's never been for the show. But what I do get is a lot of love, you know, like if I go to the gym, hey, you're from SWAT, I'm like, oh yeah, hey, yeah, if you take a picture, like, yeah, okay, I'll always say yes. I've never been, I came into this game expecting, you know, the little, you know, if they recognize me, take a picture type thing. So I'll never say no. Now, if a conversation is taking for a long time, I'll respectfully be like, oh, yeah,
I gotta go,
bro, because
I got.
But other than that, a quick picture takes 1 second, blah, 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 whatever.
I hear you, man.
So I got kids, right?
Yeah.
So my son, when On My Block came out, and I think more when I was coming out more on the third and fourth season, that's where the recognition started coming like crazy. So when I picked up my son, I didn't know this was gonna happen.
Yeah.
I went to go pick up my son, and damn, Oh my God. All it took is one kid. One kid was like, hey, your set is from my block. I'm like, oh yeah. So he took a picture and all the kids coming out are seeing that. Now they recognize it. Hey, can I take it? Oh my God. It became like this big old thing. Like I ended up staying there for like a whole hour.
My God.
Just taking pictures, signing shoes, signing backpacks. Yeah, signing shoes, hats.
Signing wrists.
Yeah, all that. Oh my God. I was there for a long time. I'm like, no, oh my God.
Someone
recorded that and I guess it went on the TikTok.
Yeah.
And
then
they sent it to me. I'm like, oh shit. So someone was recording, right?
Yeah.
But there was a positive on that side where the principal came up to me because they didn't know who I was. They're asking kids like, who the hell is he?
Yeah.
So they get the info, right?
Yeah.
And then they told me, they're like, hey, I just want to say thank you for staying an extra hour. This is the first time we didn't see fights and this and that. So it was very positive. Wow. So if maybe one of these days you could come in and speak to the kids, this and that, whatever, that'd be great, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, just let me know. I mean, I'm more than, you know, so I use it for something positive, you know what I mean?
Of course.
And I always do. Like, and I've made connections with like people who work at different schools or high schools or events, you know? And I'll speak on some stuff that I know, you know? But I've used it for some positive stuff, you know?
Dude, that's the way to do it, man. Mm-hmm. I never understood why people in the spotlight were so just opposed to giving just the tiniest bit back.
Right.
You know, like recently I went to the Sunburst Youth Academy in Los Alamitos, mm-hmm. and I went down there to speak to some young teens, right, boys and girls, mm-hmm. who are, you know, going through a hard time with school and like their social lives and all that. And I went down there, I gave like a 20-minute speech, and then that's all I was supposed to do. But then I started talking to each of their units,
right,
of their groups, and I just shot them advice for like an extra 20 minutes each unit.
Right, right.
And I was like signing autographs, and one of the kids is like, oh man, doesn't this ever get tired? I'm like, I'm all I'm doing is signing a piece of paper. Like, what? Yeah, like, that's not hard work. That's not hard work at all. Listen,
picking up boxes.
Yeah, I mean, look, my dad was a fumigator. I remember my dad falling off. Like, I mean, I don't even think I was alive, actually, I'm being honest. Mm-hmm. But I remember the story, you know, my dad fell off like a roof. Cause he was a fumigator.
Oh, okay.
And he would like have the sandbags.
Right.
The houses. And I remember one time he fell, boom, hit his back super hard. And I remember him saying like, I don't want to do this no more. Like, I want to be the boss. And my mom was like, you can be. She said, you've already put in the hard work. So that always sticks me. Cause I'm like, I say words for a living.
Right.
I move my mouth for a living. You know what I mean? Exactly. Like that's hard work. Not really. I'll do this all day, every day.
Right.
So I never understood when people get like this crazy ego or this crazy big head where they're just like, no pictures, no
artists.
Like, man, come on. You wouldn't even be on the show. You wouldn't be doing nothing. You wouldn't be anything without the people who support you.
Exactly.
That the people who give you love and the people who you're supposed to represent.
Yeah.
You know?
See, that's good. You got that mindset because that's pretty much how I see it too.
Yeah. Because man.
Without them.
Yeah.
You know? You ain't.
Yeah. And it's crazy. The big actors, though, the ones that are really cool, man, are actually really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Like I bumped into, I think you've probably worked with them too, Johnny Bernthal. John Bernthal. Have you bumped into him? He's the Punisher.
Oh, okay. Okay. I don't think
he's a great guy, man. Yeah? Badass guy. Yeah, I bumped into him at the Unforgivable premiere with I forgot who was in that. But Johnny's was in that. He was in that.
Oh, okay.
And could you look up who's in the Unforgivable? Her name is Sarah. Sandra Bullock. Bullock was in that movie.
Right.
And John Bernthal was in it. And I remember seeing him at the premiere and I was so scared to go up to him.
Right.
I was so nervous because I was like, it's Fury, Wolf of Wall Street. That's, you know what I mean? So I'm like, let me just go up to him and just say what's up. Like, and I go up to him and I'm like, hey, bro, like, how are you? I'm a huge fan, you know? And he gets up out of his chair, shakes my hand. He's like, I really appreciate you, man. What's your name? And we start talking for like a quick second. He was with his people. So I was like, just wanted to say hi, show some respect. Yeah. And he's like, you know, he shot me some advice with acting.
Yeah,
and I was like, this is a really cool guy, man.
Yeah.
Same thing with Brad Pitt.
Okay.
Bumped into him in Santa Barbara. And I was like,
Yeah.
It's Brad Pitt, right? So I was like, he's going to, you know, he's probably going to be rude or something. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
never meet your idols, right? So I was like, I don't want to go up to him. But something told me, just go up there. You're already here. You're probably never going to be in the room with him ever again. You know, well, maybe, you know, we do a movie, you know,
right.
World War Z 2.
Exactly.
I was behind like this big Simone guy. I was talking to him at the time. I don't know if it was security or whatever, but I just remember tapping him on the shoulder and I was like, hey, Brad, you. I'm a huge fan, and I love your work, and thank you for everything you've contributed to cinema. And he's like, nice. Thank you so much. Where are you from, man? I appreciate that a lot. And I was like, oh, and we chopped it for like 20 seconds because he's in a hurry. But I remember I was like, Brad, you know, would it be all right if I get a photo with you? And he's like, absolutely. And I get my phone out, bro. And I'm about to take the selfie. And some viejita runs over there and slaps the phone out of my hand, bro. And I was like, why'd you do that? And then his security's like, we got to go, Brad. And he's like, oh, no, I got to take the photo. But they kind of like, you know, he had to go. He was getting hectic.
Dang.
And yeah, bro, I just remember that old lady, bro, coming out of nowhere, bro. Like, it was so calm. Like, nothing's happening. And she just ran up out of nowhere and, like, slapped the phone. And I was like, dang, no manches, bro.
That's messed up, man. Yeah, so bro. You didn't even get the
photo. I didn't
picture.
Get the photo, bro. No. Man.
That sucks,
I'll have to get it. I'll have to work with him and get that photo, that's man. Because I ain't losing, like, man.
That's messed up that lady did that. I mean, that's uncalled for, you know?
He's a great actor, man. That guy's a great actor.
Yeah, no, he's real good. He's real good.
Being in this game of acting, and we were talking about it earlier, it's different now.
Uh-huh.
Auditions.
Oh, yeah.
We know what it's like to go into the room. Exactly. And now we know what it's like to self-tape and all of that stuff. For you, what would you say is better for you? Like, what do you like better? Taping in the room?
I would like to go the old school route because your presence is present. You know what I mean? And you're able to, you know, introduce yourself, hi, whatever. And they get to see you and a little bit of your personality. On tape, they just see your audition and, hi, my name is Steve Yeas, blah, 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 I live in LA.
Yeah.
That's all they're going to see.
Yeah.
But they're not going to see, like, hey, thanks for having me come. Appreciate you guys. You guys have a good day. Yeah? They don't see that. Like, because that have a good day could mean a lot, you know?
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, I like your shoes. It's pretty
flicking
nice.
Flicking the thing on their face.
Yeah, I can't even flick somebody on the face no more. Like, I can't get too creative because it's just not like.
Yeah, I hear you.
And I think in person, you'll feel the vibe more. Like, I could get crazy and whatever on camera, but they're going to just look at the screen like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, that's not intimidating or whatever. But in person, best believe I'll throw
no,
in some
I
extra
hear
stuff.
You. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's in person, I would prefer. Now, the only benefit on self-tape is that if you mess up once, you do it again and again.
Yeah,
and again.
Exactly right. Then, you have like an infinite amount of takes.
Yeah, so
that's true.
That's the good side on that.
For aspiring actors right now, like if you were to restart everything today,
mm-hmm.
like how would you do it? Like, let's say you don't even live in California, right?
Right.
And you see this show on my block and you're just like, oh man, like how the heck did that guy become Sad Eyes? How did he get that opportunity? Like, what would you tell, you know, an aspiring actor or your younger self trying to break into the industry? Like, what to kind of do?
Right. I think I would have told myself to be more open, more talkative, more so, you know, socialize with people here and there, because my way was I was quiet, observant, and kind of was trying to play it safe when to speak and when not to speak, or should I speak, or kind of like what you did with the Brad Pitt, like, should I go? Should I?
Yeah.
So something like that, you know, with it could be just someone in you know, the audition room ask a question I'd be afraid to ask. But I would tell my new self to just be more open, ask questions. If there's something you don't know, just ask. You know, what's the worst they could say is a no or whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. So anybody out there, if they have that fear, don't have it. Just, again, just go for it. Ask the question. If they say no, then just keep trying, you know?
Yeah.
Just you might get a yes, you know? You never know.
That's half the battle, too. Just being able to like understand what the right question even is.
Exactly.
Cause a lot of people, they don't even know what they're asking for.
Mm-hmm.
They're just, but as soon as you start asking the right questions, it makes it a lot easier for the right answers to kick in.
Right. Right.
And then the path kind of unfolds by itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's exactly what I would probably do, because again, I was very quiet and I don't blame my parents not putting me into acting class. Cause I'm sure he's too quiet. I ain't going to spend money. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, whatever. Yeah. So again,
I was
just
the same way, bro. That's funny, man.
Yeah?
Why do you think that is that we chose acting? Cause I was really introverted, man.
Yeah.
Especially like in acting class, you know, everybody's a little, you know, like big animated and very like, hey, how are you? How you doing? Hey, and then you do like the improvisation games. You're like, Zoom. And, it's like, and you're just like that quiet kid. You're like,
I know.
Zoom.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
know what I mean? Like,
So I never took the acting classes.
Okay.
I mean, I probably took one or two here and there.
Yeah.
But the reason why I didn't like the acting classes was because if I were to perform and I hear like little giggles, like, Like, I would think they're making fun of me, or if I'm not doing it right, or
throwing
I'm
hands, like, you're gonna throw hands.
So my, yeah, so my confidence kind of goes down. So I'm like, oh man. So I just took a chance of like, you know what? When I get the agent, whatever, I'm gonna read it, just put my own feel into it, and just do it that way. And I did it, and it worked out. You know, I mean, it worked out. And then once you get these opportunities, that's when you're able to, like, when you're on set, you're able to, that's when you're able to, like, network and mingle and talk about, yeah, now they can see your personality. Totally. The rap parties, you know, they get to see who you are now. Like,
absolutely.
That was my way. And luckily I've been blessed, you know, to kind of like
show some major people, man. You worked with Ayer, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
On, was it Tax Collector?
Tax Collector. Yeah. And it was funny for that audition too, man. Like, even that scene, cause the scene that I did, it was a deleted scene. I don't think they showed it. Or maybe the director's cut, it did have it.
Oh, okay.
But
it was with Shy, right?
Yeah, it was with Shy. So so my scene is, you know, I go in, Shy comes in all tough with the other homeboy, Bobby.
Yeah.
And they're looking for some money that was stolen. So I ended up kind of being the one that stole the money.
Okay.
Or keeping it at least away from the main head.
Mm.
And then Shy, he's like, who's Triggs? Who's Triggs? And then homeboy criminal, he points off like, Triggs, where the fuck is Triggs? Whatever.
Mm.
So I come in. And then here comes Shy looking at me with his crazy little eyes, you know, like he's like, get on the floor. I'm like, I got to act scared, like a little punk. Like whatever, you know? And then he like, put out your hand and look at the clock and shit and this and that. I'm like, you know, I put out my hand, whatever. And then he says his bad words, whatever. But then the point is that he breaks my forearm with his knee. Shit. Like, you know, like when you break a stick or something.
Yeah.
So he breaks it. So I gotta act like it's breaking, like, that moment, you know, like, and then God, you know, it breaks.
Yeah.
And then boom, he's, you know, he's like, think about that shit the next time, whatever. He drops a quarter, he's like, now pick it up. So I try picking it up. He steps on this hand, which is a good hand. He's like, no, with that hand. So I'm like, so now I'm doing this number, like I added the shaky part because, you know, if you're
of course.
I'm just like trying to pick it up, whatever, and I pick it up, I get up, homeboy slaps me, boom, against the wall. He's like, you better give me a call with that quarter. Use that quarter to give me a call once you get my money. And then he looks at homeboy criminal. And he's like, man, matalon shit, you know? So then boom, boom, and boom, I get blasted.
Oh,
so
it was crazy. And it got crazy. Cut out?
And it got
I
cut out.
I saw that movie.
So I think the reason why everything got cut out, because from what I heard of the story of like, there was a lot of like gruesome scenes.
Oh, okay.
So I think they had to cut it short and add, you know, take away and just put in more, I don't know, something like that. Yeah. But anyway, it was a good experience. And how I got the audition too, I had to step out of my comfort zone and make, you know, painful facial expressions, the shaking, the, you know, all that, you know, I had to do all that, something that I was, that I wasn't really comfortable with, but I said, man, fuck it. You know, I'm gonna just do it in front of the casting director again. I did it. Now they brought me in front of David Ayer.
Whoa.
So I had to do it in front.
What was that like, man, working with Ayer?
It was cool, pretty intimidating because when I got called back for the second callback, I went there and we went to like this studio and it was like in the back room and it looked like a little set, like a little bar set. Like it was set up as a bar. And then it was him and then the two casting directors. But the lights were dark too. I'm like, what the hell? Where am I in this shit? Like,
so, they taking me.
So they're like, okay, show them what you did, you know? And I did the thing I did in front of David Ayer or whatever. I got I faked the slap. I went to the wall, boom. And he's like, all right, very calm. He's like, all right, good. Well, you know the process.
Yeah.
And thanks for coming in. I'm like, all right, cool. I just bounced. Like, he's very just quiet, straightforward. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, cool. You know? And then I got the call, you know, that I got it.
Ayer's the man.
Yeah. And then,
you know. Such a great director. He did Training Day, Fury. He's done so many films. Yeah. Doesn't he own like a jiu-jitsu gym?
Yeah. Oh, so he had me go there to train. I guess he gave me the opportunity, like, that's go ahead and train, you know, because you're part of the movie now.
It's
whatever.
A badass dude.
So I did some, what was it? I think taekwondo or some shit like that.
Might have been jiu-jitsu.
Maybe that. I think it was that.
The grappling.
It was that one. Yeah. So we were there for a couple of weeks, and then it was time to shoot.
What was it like working with Shia?
It was cool, man. Yeah, like
I've said it, you know, in private, I'll say it in public. Shia LaBeouf is one of the greatest actors of all the time.
Right. Yeah. No.
With absolute, I don't know him as a person. I've never met him. You hear things, you see things, whatever. But on a screen, undeniably has one of the most present. His performances he always delivers. Yeah. Always.
No, I love his movies.
Always,
man.
He's so good. Yep. I think in Fury he like pulled out a tooth, scarred up his face on stage.
Yeah,
and his whole performance, I mean, that performance is like one of his best, man. He's such a dedicated and amazing actor. Yeah, he reminds me of like kind of like of a American Tom Hardy.
Right, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Tom Hardy too. I think they worked on a movie together too. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think he plays his brother, right?
Yeah, he plays like the little brother. Yeah,
I forgot the name of the
and
movie.
Then there was I think Jason Clark was Jason Clark the third brother. I forgot who's the third brother, but yeah.
But yeah, it was like taking place back in those
times. Yeah,
right?
yeah. That's a good movie. That was a real, I liked That's a very good movie. Yeah.
But yeah, no, he's a real good guy, man. He it's funny because when we were rehearsing, you know, he's Shia LaBeouf and Transformers and all that, right? So I'm thinking like, man, I got to see what's up, you know?
Yeah.
So we're rehearsing and we're rehearsing that scene I just told you, right? But the first time that we did it, I wasn't sure when I moved my hand or when give me the sign of it broke or were you going to throw my hand or was I going to move? So I didn't know. So the first rehearsal, he got my hand and it was just an awkward, weird rehearsal. It was off.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We did the whole scene, whatever. He walked out. He came back in walking. He's like, man, that wasn't real at all. That kind of made me feel like, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Don't blame me for it because I don't know if you were supposed to throw my hand or if I was supposed to snatch it. So, but okay, since you're going to come in like tough like that, I'm like, all right, now I'm going to give it to you. You know, now I'm going to move my hand. Now,
you're going to take the initiative.
Yeah, now I'm going to take all this. So 100%. We did the whole thing and then he was like doing the thing. I'm like, oh, and then I snatched my hand away from him. I'm like, boom, whatever. I get my hand, whatever. Yeah. I get slapped, whatever. He walks out and then he comes back in. He's like, hey, man, that was good, man. Then I'm like, yeah, no, man. I wasn't sure who's, you know,
bro,
whatever.
So
he came in, gave me the props, whatever. Even on set, there was times where I was taking like hits, whatever.
Yeah.
And he's just like, hey, man, you know, like that one dude, what's his name? And then he saw me like, oh, man, you're real good, man. Like that's dope, man. Like, you ain't no punk and shit. Cause David, something with David Ayer is that he gets kind of, could get physical in the scenes. Like on real shit, you know? Like it's pretty hardcore, you know, but
shit, put me on a David Ayer set, bro.
Yeah, I guess it's just crazy like that.
Let's get physical,
right? But other than that, I mean, everything was cool, man. Shia LaBeouf was cool. Bobby's cool. David Ayer was cool. I mean, it's just once you're in
he's
there,
a legend,
that's
man.
You know,
I hope to work with him someday.
Yeah, man, it'd be crazy.
Badass be actor good. Or director. Actor.
Yeah,
and that's you're what right. It's all about.
It's
man.
Funny you said that because I had a friend telling me like, oh, you got to get into that, you know, CA whatever that, right? Those big agencies. But I'm like, but wait, hold on. Well, let's just say, you know, I were to have blown up on SWAT or on my block, right? With the agent I have now, like, who's to say that? Oh, he got there because of CA or what?
Yeah.
Like, with that agent that I have,
yeah.
You know, we blow up together.
Yeah.
So somebody's gonna be like, "Oh, Steve is with the agent. She must be good." Like, it's not about.
It's about the artist.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But you know, bringing the same team together up, I think that's what it's about. I don't think it's about the label, like you say, you know.
And so, it's weird because it's always the people who like they're just running their mouth. They don't even know what they're saying, but they're just trying to advise you, and they don't even know if they fully believe it themselves. People be so fast to try to steer your life and the direction it should take. And they truly don't even know what they're saying sometimes.
Right.
And I think a lot of times, especially for young kids out there, like a lot of times, sometimes, at least in my own life, I remember being young and taking advice from others who truly did not give one shit about me. I mean, they it's not like they hated me, but I would come to them for advice and they'd give me a quick and easy answer. And I would listen to that quick and easy answer.
Yeah.
But I wasn't really aware that these people weren't really taking into consideration my life, my dreams, my aspirations, all of this stuff. And when you're young, you just kind of, you don't know who to trust, you know? And, you know, especially in this game, man, have you ever had any like, just, you know, shady experiences with people in this industry? Somebody's like crossed your, you know what I mean? Like backstabbed you in this or not?
Yeah. It's funny. Cause, it's not necessarily backstab, but you see their true colors, you know, like for instance, SWAT, I give you a quick little story. There was a time where I had like two homies and shit. So it was three of us, you know, and we would go to like, you know, the beach or just hang out, kick it, whatever. And, I think, there was something, I think I had asked them for a camera for like some headshots, whatever. I took the pictures, whatever, and I, you know, gave him back the camera. I'm like, oh, thanks, I appreciate you lending me the camera, whatever. So he sent me the photos, and I was like, okay, thanks for sending me the photos. Thank you, I appreciate that, man. And again, thank you. And let's see when we could kick, whatever. He's like, okay, cool. So then I guess a week later or a month later, he hits me back up. He's like, hey, did you by any chance drop my camera or something like that? Because it's not, I'm not able to load it to my computer. I'm not able to send things. I'm like, nah, I didn't drop that, man. But it wasn't broken when I gave it to you because you sent me my photos, which means you were able to upload it to your.
Exactly.
So everything was working. Like, I didn't do anything. I took care of it, man. And he's like, all right, well, that's not working. I'm like, oh, okay, well. Damn, bro, I'm sorry. I mean, you had it for a whole month. It worked the
day I gave it to you.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's what you're trying to say.
Yeah, you got back to me a month later. So anyway, I think he was trying to come up on me or to get him a new... I don't know. I really don't know.
Oh, I see what's happening. You know what I
mean? Because after that, he stopped talking to me. So now... But I still kept cool with the other friend. And then when I got SWAT, since I was cool with the other friend... that guy was playing a background SWAT guy on SWAT, one of the other friends. I'm like, hey man, how you been, man? I haven't seen you for a while and this and that, whatever. Yeah. He's like, oh yeah, I've been good, man. And I asked him about the other homie. I'm like, oh, how's so and so doing? Is he cool? He's like, yeah, I don't know, man. Kind of like, I don't know, he was acting a little different, but I'm like, okay, cool. And then he told me, like, yeah, when he saw you on SWAT, he was like, man, what the fuck? That should have been me right there, man. Like, and I'm like, what? Like, instead of being happy for me, like he's gonna be like, man, that should have been me. He unfollowed me. He blocked me. Like, damn, like I didn't even do shit to you. Wild, like, bro. And I considered him a real good friend. You know, I thought he was cool. I mean, based on the way he was, acting with me and stuff like that. But it kind of felt a little like messed up. I'm like, damn, I trusted this fool. I thought maybe he was a cool ass dude. But
dude, it's crazy to see people switch up sometimes. Yeah, man.
Once they see you, climbing.
Bro, like being in this industry, I broke into it when I was 20 years old, right? I'm 25 right now, so I've only been into it like 5 years, right? But I'm just learning so much. And, I remember, speaking of friends who switch up on you, I remember being in the car one time. I was driving to LA, and it was this year, actually, and I got the call that I was going to be doing a really big commercial, a really big commercial with Old Spice, and... And my manager, I don't think he knew that I was with people in the car, and I was taking the car, and it was loud.
Yeah, yeah.
So my manager like gives me the details, where it's going to shoot, how much it's going to pay, and that. And in my head, I'm driving, and he says the number, and I'm just like, fuck. I'm like, hey, let me call you back. Like, I'm with my boys right now. And hang up. My friend's like, dude, oh my God. They're going to pay how much? Oh my God. And I don't know if this is how the story went down, bro, but anyway, some time passes by. We had a mutual friend and, they charged me I was shooting something. Mm-hmm. I won't go into details of what I was shooting, but I was shooting something and we shot it. It was almost done being edited. And that call happened. And then the guy who's shooting it was like, hey, bro, I can't finish it. I'm like, what do you mean you can't finish it? He's like, I hit a wall. I can't finish editing this. And I was like, but I sent you the whole script. We shot it. You said you could do it. Mm-hmm. You gave me the price. I gave you the price. We agreed on a price. What do you mean you can't finish it? He's like, I'm going to need more money.
Dang.
And I was like, oh, I know what happened.
I know what happened.
The whispers crazy. In the air. I know exactly what happened. And it's a learning process, man. You gotta keep your success sort of not hidden, but you can only really share it with like those who are real, genuine, friends who are like, bro, I want you guys all to win, bigger, better than me, because you know what that's gonna do? It's gonna make me hungry, and I'm gonna climb with it. I'm gonna get what's mine. But yeah, bro, it's.
Yeah,
it's a learning process,
it'd be like your own people sometimes, that's something that I really appreciate with Eddie, Jeremiah, and all that stuff, right? I've known them since the time from On My Block, right?
Yeah.
And then same thing with the people on set for SWAT. I've known them since that time too. But I've known people in my circle for decades, a couple more years than Eddie and all that from SWAT. And they've done shows and they've done this and they've done that, whatever, but never have considered me being part of the growing process of that, what I mean?
And so, giving your character an actual character development and arc and all that.
Like to work with each other and all that stuff. And it sucks because I'm like, damn, this is what I'm talking about. Like they don't want their shine to go away, because they're kind of like, I feel like they're kind of like, nah, let me enjoy my shine. Like,
yeah,
I'm not gonna, you know what I mean? Because
yeah,
I'm sure they see what one could do. You know what I mean? And it's all good. You know, I appreciate more people like Eddie who saw the talent, who saw the friendship, who saw and continuously just show love, even in, you know, off camera, like, you know, personal things like with
Eddie's mom, a great, grandma, they're all great. Eddie's a super, the thing about Eddie, not to say that, I don't know, you know, I'm not sure exactly where everyone else's story originated from, mm-hmm. as far as like the producers and stuff. But Eddie like really had nothing, worked his way up, like mm-hmm. each step he's been through, each and every step that we're going through.
Right.
But I remember we got dinner and I just hit him up because I was like, bro, I'm about to make some financial decisions and some investments and moves. And I just, mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm doing here. Would you mind if we get dinner and you just like kind of like shoot me some advice? And he's like, absolutely. He's like, yeah, let's do it. He's like, I can't do this week, but next week, let's lock it in. I was like, hell yeah.
Nice.
And Eddie's successful, man. He's a very successful guy. He's been around. Mm-hmm. And it's always cool to see people shoot you helpful advice, like genuinely, you know, because mm-hmm. a lot of people will be like, you know, they'll shoot you advice and it's advice that they've never even done or have tried out. And that's when you know they're shooting you like terrible advice, when you're like, man, this person didn't even do that. Why are they telling me?
They
almost want you to be like the experimental like dummy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and I've done that before, like in little situations where like, well, I'll go out with my brother and we'll be at an event and there'll be like catering and I'll look at some crazy plate. I'm like, is that shit bomb? Is it good or not? Yeah, and I'm like, hey, try it out. Like, it looks good.
You test it.
And then they try it and they're like, oh, it's nasty.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I'm going to eat that then.
You're good. Yeah, I know.
You know, I'll do it like on the minimal scale with like food or something. But but when it comes to like real decisions, like I will never shoot anybody advice on a subject that I just don't know about.
Right.
And if I do know about it, I'm going to shoot you my own personal experience, what worked, what didn't, why it could have been better. And you know, that's how I roll. Mm. You know, we talked a lot about OMB, a lot about SWAT. Where's your current focus on the next chapter, right? Obviously you have SWAT. Mm-hmm. You said you had projects but where's your focus right now? And
at this moment right now with all this, you know, what's going on?
Yeah, I think the craziness, exactly.
Yeah, with all this, I think right now I'm focusing like with my kids, being a father, because my son's going through, you know, his teenage years.
Oh, wow.
My daughter, she's in the fifth grade. So there's that transition where it's like they're changing, you know what I mean? And there's a lot of bad influence in high schools now. Absolutely. And middle school. So, you know, you're over here trying to teach them what's right from wrong, but then they get the influence what's wrong or the bad in
all
school.
All around them. At all around times, them
for 8 hours, you know? So it's like, I'm battling with that situation right now. So I got to put more focus on that right now, that while there's time, you know, since everything's on hold.
Yeah.
And, but yeah.
Even and you're doing like endorsement deals too. I saw the C4.
Oh yeah.
That's badass.
That's right.
Bro.
Even that too. I got a deal with C4 and
that's awesome, bro. Congrats.
They also have me doing, thank you, man. Thanks. Have me do a workout video. See,
I could have
done that before. I didn't feel that again, that confidence. I don't know, man. Either I'm shy or I don't feel like I'm conceited, whatever. But now I have a reason. Like, I'm doing it for C4. Not
bro, I hear you, man.
So anyway, it's good. You know, my management team, they kind of hooked that up with me. I'm doing that. And again, just trying to stay healthy and, you know, stay worked out. You know, so 2024, you know, be ready for whatever's to come.
It's a takeover year, man.
Exactly.
It's a takeover year.
Yep. And then, just do that. Yeah. Focus on that. I guess pretty much just try to perfect, you know, practice from time to time.
Of course.
The acting stuff.
Of course.
You know?
Staying in shape mentally, physically.
Yeah, I do meet and greet sometimes. You know?
Yeah, I go saw out there, bro.
In Arizona.
You gotta come do one with me sometime, bro.
Yeah, I'm done.
That'd be badass.
Cool.
I've been doing a few for Sangre de Mia, and I know.
Oh, for real?
I got this little girl gave me a picture of me and you.
She
sent me a photo. She brought it.
Yeah,
and it was a photo of me and you in season three. Yeah.
So she's like, oh, I want a photo. I'm like, all right, cool. I'll sign it. And then when you go there,
you sign. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, cool, boom, boom, give it. And then when you see them, you have them there, you have
we'll
both
have
of
to
us.
Do
you
one
know?
Sometime, man.
So she was like all happy and this and that. So
yeah,
no, that'd be real cool. I mean, every time I'm out of state, that's where you get the most love sometimes. Yeah. You know, it's like, damn, okay, cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do it sometimes here as well. But yeah, out there in San Jose, I've done it in Arizona.
Yeah.
Las Vegas, like you just get a lot of love out there, you know?
No, of course, man.
But yeah,
show reached masses. Mm-hmm. A lot of cool people. Yeah. We've gotten the chance to meet some really cool people. Yeah.
Oh yeah, most definitely. And then I mean, sometimes they bring you some stuff, like some girl, some little girl, she brought me the gnome.
Oh yeah, so, yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. She's like, all right, cool. And I signed the thing.
I should have brought. I've gotten a gnome too. Damn, I should have brought Juanita. Yeah.
Oh,
con las nalgas para afuera.
That's tight.
Very detailed. Yeah,
they bring a whole bunch of stuff, man. Yeah. Even like still shots from like the shows or you know projects I've done as well. And but yeah, man, you just start seeing like, because I wasn't gonna do it at first until my homie Noel. He's like, you should do one. I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't know. And, you know, when I went out there, that's when I saw it. I'm like, oh, all right, cool. I guess I'll continue.
It's a good time.
Yeah, it's cool. It's real good.
It's just cool, man. It's cool to interact with. We're human beings, but we need connection. We need to like, and like, it's just nice to see people who are passionate about the projects we do. And
oh yeah,
and it's also good, bro, because like, just stepping out of the comfort zone, like you were saying, that's really big, man. Yeah. A lot of kids nowadays, they just want to be great right away.
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, it takes time.
You
have to work your way up and you're going to look silly starting off. Even with this, right? Like a podcast, I swore I would never do a podcast.
Okay.
And then all this stuff came and I was like, I need to stay creative in some way, shape or form. Let me try it out. We tried a few episodes, not here, and I liked it. And I was like, all right, cool. Let's do it. But you're going to look silly in the beginning. Keep with it, stick with it, commit, have discipline. Before you know it, momentum picks up, you get really good, and then you're in a different spot, and then you can look back and be like, damn, I've gone pretty far. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of young kids, they need that dedication.
Yeah, they should.
Because we're living in the quick era. I mean, even in just like Amazon, I want this now.
Right,
you
know, right.
Oh, Netflix has the whole show. I want to watch it now.
Yep. And
you
it's know? Funny.
Oh, you can speed it up now. Oh, I can watch it twice the speed. Cool.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, damn.
It's funny because I try to keep it old school, man. Like, I know there's a whole bunch of apps for everything, for like Uber Eats and McDonald's apps, whatever, where they bring it to you. I'm kind of like, fine, I'm going to get my ass up and go get it myself.
Yeah,
you know,
I
don't want to feel like lazy, man. No, have you seen that movie, Wall-E?
Yeah, that's so funny. Mark Dacascos was just talking about that.
Just pretty much how it's going, what's happening now. You know what I mean? Like, you know, before you know it, it's going to end up like that, where you don't even know how to walk now. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? Like,
that's
crazy.
That's so funny. He's talking about the walking stuff. Yeah,
yeah,
we had
crazy.
A guest on here yesterday. He was literally saying the exact same thing.
Oh, wow.
He's like, I have to walk places. He's like, I can't stand it. Talking about Uber Eats, before we wrap this up, I know you have a funny story about, was it Uber Eats?
Oh, yeah.
I worked Postmates. I never did Uber, but I know you have a story about you bumped into someone.
So there was a time where I was doing Uber, right? And I happened to pick up somebody at you know, wherever they're heading to. They're heading, I think, to Calabasas or something. So I pick up the rider, and then as I'm driving, I hear him on the phone conversation speaking with a homeboy or some parent or whatever it was. So he's speaking, he's talking, and I'm recognizing the voice. I just can't get who it is yet. I can't picture the face yet, but I have an idea. So as I'm driving, taking him to his destination, I look at the name of the rider, and it says the name. I'm like, no way. Is it him? So I look at my rear view mirror, and I see the face. I'm like, oh shit! So as I'm driving, it happens to be Brett.
Yeah,
you know,
Jamal.
Jamal from on my blog, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like,
and this was after you've already shot the first season.
I already shot the first one. Yeah, I think it was a second or third season where we were about to shoot. Mm. So I was hearing him getting the confirmation that he got. You know, for season three or the next season, whatever. I'm like, man, I knew it was him. So I never told him that. I should have turned. I'm like, hey, what's up, man? Like, you know, he would have been like, what? So anyway, I dropped him off. I guess he was going to do rehearsals with, I don't know if maybe you were there, but he did mention Julio on the phone, whoever he was talking to.
Yeah.
Julio, Jason, all that stuff. Mm. So yeah, I was taking him for a ride, you know, to his you know, rehearsals.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was on there, man. I was like, damn, awesome. I'm gonna speak on this one day. You know? Yeah. And this is the first time I speak on
that's
it.
That's so know? Funny, man.
So that's crazy, man. That's crazy. But that's what hilarious. A small world, man. You know, like out of all the people in the world, I picked him up. You know what I mean? That's crazy.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, bro. All right, bro. So. Thank you so much for coming on here. Where can everybody find you on the social media?
Yeah, on social media. So I have a TikTok. I rarely use it, but TikTok is the same thing as my IG, which is I am Steve Villegas. So at I am Steve Villegas. So check it out. I'll be there. And if again, if anybody finds me out in the street, don't hesitate to ask for a picture. Yeah, I'll go ahead and take one. And it's all love to everybody. Without you guys, you know. Yep. I ain't who, whatever I am.
And then we have a great film coming out in January that Steve opens up the movie. The movie stars Tyrese Gibson, Hemke Madera, Thomas Jane, Luke Hemsworth, Nick Cassavetes, and so many others, including yours truly. Yeah, it's called Bad Hombres. It's in theaters in January, I believe, of 2024. Make sure to check it out. That's plays my primo a badass dude, badass actor. And thank you, bro.
No, thank you for having me again. Once again, man. Thank you. All right. Cool. Oh, yeah.